for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2011 Annual Deliverance Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday afternoon, October the 27th, 2011. Colonel Williams is the speaker of this service, teaching on Duppy, Caribbean Evil Spirits. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
And raise a deep, look what the Amplifier says. They raised a deep, throaty streak of terror. Ah! Look at verse 30. Look at verse 30. Okay, so what happened to Minister Williams? Is he manifesting? Is he crossing up to another personality? Or is he... Look at verse 30. Okay. Well, they all saw him and were agitated, troubled, and filled with fear and dread. But immediately he talked with them and said, take heart, I am. Stop being alarmed and what? Afraid. Now let's look at Luke chapter 24, please. St. Luke chapter 24. St. Luke chapter what? 24. Let's look at verse 37, please. St. Luke chapter 24. Let's look at verse 37. Verse 37 of St. Luke chapter 24 says, but they were so startled and terrified that they thought they had saw a ghost. Does everybody see that? Okay. So we know that duppies are what? Evil ghosts. Oh, they are also malevolent spirits. All right. I've also did some research on duppies. I'm talking to some people over there. Many told me in Jamaican folklore, they dwell in the root of, at the buttress root of cotton trees and bamboo thickets. Even though they know their land, they know their country. But I think the Bible gives us a more intense definition of where demons dwell. Turn to Job chapter 30, please. The book of Job chapter 30. Let me bless you about the dwelling place of demons. Many say they dwell upon the buttress roots and bamboo thickets. But let's see what the Bible has to say. That's the book of Job chapter 30, please. All right, let's start reading at verse Job 30. Let's start reading at verse 3. They are gaunt with want and famine. They gnaw the dry and barren ground. Or flee into the wilderness. Here's somebody gnawing the dry and the barren ground. Here's somebody fleeing into the wilderness and into gloom of wasteness and desolation. Here's somebody gnawing the dry ground. Somebody running into the wilderness. Somebody hanging around what? Gloom and wasteness and desolation. Verse 4, they pluck sockwort or mallows. Pluck means to cut up among the bushes and roots of the broom for their food or to warm them. Verse 5, they are driven from among men. They are driven from among earthly men. They are driven from among fleshly men. They are driven from among men who shout after them as after a thief. Look at verse 6. They must dwell in the clefts of frightful valleys, gullies made by torrents, and in the holes of the earth and on the rocks. Okay, here's somebody dwelling in the cliffs of rocks. Here's somebody dwelling in the valleys. Here's somebody dwelling in the gullies and the torrents. Here's somebody dwelling in holes of the earth, abyss, pits, and the rocks. Look at verse 7. Among the bushes they bray, and they howl like wild animals. Look what it says. These, whoever's being driven from among men, they howl like wild animals. They fling themselves and hold together. Now look at verse 8 real closely. Sons of worthless and nameless, they have been scourged and what? Crushed out of the land. So it is safe to say that there are many habitations of demons, but in verse Job 30, we can see in verse 3 that they dwell where? In dry, barren areas. They flee into the wilderness. They dwell in desolate places. They dwell among bushes. They're driven from among men. They dwell in the clefts of the rock. They dwell in valleys. They dwell in the earth. They dwell in the holes of the earth. Even among the bushes, they are sons of worthless men. Now, this is awesome. Is that right? All right. Let me give you another area. Duffy in Jamaican legends. Duffy's can appear as restless, dead humans or a type of zombie. Okay, they can appear that way. And they in Jamaican folklore, many villagers are afraid and will tell you that they can do harm to you from the grave. Now, we totally disagree with that. Turn to Psalms chapter 6, please. All right. Psalms chapter 6, let's look at verses 3 and 5. My inner self as well as my body is also exceedingly disturbed and troubled. But you, O Lord, how long until you return and speak peace to me? Verse 4, return to my relief, O Lord, deliver my soul, save me for the sake of your steadfast love and mercy. Look at verse 5 closely. For in death there is no remembrance. For in death there is no what? Remembrance of you. And show the place of the dead. Who can give you what? Thanks. Let's look at Psalms 104, please. Psalms 104, please. Let's look at Psalms 104. Let's look at verse 29 and 31. Psalms 104, verse 29. When you hide your face, they are troubled and dismayed. When you take away their breath, when you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. Look at verse 30. When you send forth your spirit and give them breath, they are created, and you replenish what? The face of the ground. Now look at verse 29. That tells us that when we die, that when God hides his face from us, we are troubled and dismayed, and then he takes away our breath, we die and return to the dust. These are not human beings. These are not a deceased loved one. These are nothing but duppies. These are familiar spirits. Is that right? Impersonating humans. I marvel at many believers who come to me sometime and say, I saw my mother. My mother was standing in the kitchen. You know, she probably came to tell me about a lottery number. I saw my daddy. He was walking down the hallway, and he was just telling me I'm going to be all right. We need to be discerning, is that right? Because demons can do what? Impersonate humans. Let me give you some more scripture. Look at Psalms 115, please. Let me bless you again. That's Psalms what? 115. Now in Psalms 115, let's look at verse 17, please. Verse 17 says, the dead praise not the Lord, neither any who go down into what? Silence. Let's look at Psalms 146, please. Psalms 1, 4, and 6, please. Let's look at verses 1 through 4. And Psalms 46, look at verse 1. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Look at verse 2. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praise unto my God while I have any being. Look at verse 3. Put not your trust in prince, in a son of a man in whom there is no help. Look at verse 4 real closely, please. When his breath leaves him, he returns to the earth. In that very day, his previous thoughts, plans, and purposes, they do what? Perish. Turn to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9, please. Once again, that's Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Let's look at verses 5 and 6. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Let's look at verse 5 and 6, please. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Let's look at verse 5 and 6. Verse 5 says, for the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing. But the dead know nothing. And they have no more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Look at verse 6. Their love and their hatred and their envy has already perished. Neither have they any more a share in anything that is what? Done under the sun. Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 12, please. Let's look at verse 6. Let's look at verses 6 through 7. Look what it says. Amen. Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter, once again, let me get it right. Chapter 12, look at verse 6. It says in verse 6 of Ecclesiastes 12, remember your Creator earnestly before the silver cord of life is snapped apart, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher is broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken in the cistern, and the whole circulatory system of the blood ceases to function. Verse 7, then shall the dust out of which God made man's body return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to God who gave it. I'm speaking to someone here. Many times I go places and I hear people tell me they've seen their deceased loved one, their auntie, their mother, their father, their sister, or their brother. I've had people call me up on the phone, and I had one lady that had the audacity to tell me that that was the best sex she ever had, sleeping with a demon. Is that right? Amen. Amen. Let me give you one more scripture in that area. Turn to the book of Job, chapter 3. Let's look at verses 11 and 16. And I pray this is equipping you and perfecting you for what's to come, what's ahead of you, because many of you are going to be going on the mission field. Look at Job chapter 3, and I'm speaking from my own experiences. Job chapter 3, look at verses 11 through 16. Verse 11, it says, why was I not stillborn? Why did I not give up the ghost when my mother bore me? Look at verse 12. Why did the knees receive me? Or why the breast that I should suck? Look at verse 13. For then when I have laid down and been quiet, I would have slept. Then when I have been at rest in death. Verse 14. With kings and counselors of the earth who built up now desolate ruins for themselves. Verse 15. Or with princes who had gold who filled their houses with silver. Now look at verse 16 real closely. Or why was I not a miscarriage? Why was I not a miscarriage? Hidden and put away as infants who never saw light. Let me give you one more last one, 17. There in depth the wicked cease from troubling. There the weary are at rest. So we see here that these dummies are impersonating human beings. After death, there's no memory. And I remember I had some bound up kinfolk. When I was a little boy, your uncle's going to come back and visit you, son. I'm all traumatized, pulling a blanket over my head, thinking Uncle Buddy going to come back through the door to get me. We need to be careful what we tell our children. If it doesn't line up with God's word, then don't tell them that. Amen? Come on, saints. All right. Another area of Duffy's that I found out, and I didn't bring the book with me. That was a book I called by Duffy Stories. A Jamaican woman wrote a powerful book. I didn't bring the name of the author, but it's a good book. Now, one thing I found out in that region of Jamaica, there is a water spirit, a marine spirit called the River Mama. The River Mama. But the Jamaicans call it the River Mama. River Mama. Okay? The River Mama is a female marine spirit that sits on the River Cobra in Jamaica, sitting on a bowl at moonlight, combing her hair with a golden comb. And there are over thousands of documented reports in that area of people seeing this marine spirit called the River Mamba. How many of you know in the book of Revelation chapter 12, it says these words, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, and we got a conjunction with the word and. Conjunction, Andy. And see, because the devil have come down having what? Great wrath, because he knoweth that his time is short. So, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, conjunction, see. So that lets us know that Satan's activities are not only extended to the earth, and not only extended as the prince and power of the air, but his activities also operate in the waters. In the seas. Oh, listen, among valleys, among lakes, among what? Rivers. How many of you know, since you've been getting into the ministry of deliverance, you're going to begin to war after war against what? Marine spirits. And this is an area that many pastors and many churches, they refuse to delve into. But let me show you something here. Turn to the book of Exodus chapter 7, verse 14. The book of Exodus chapter 7, verse 14. The book of Exodus chapter 7, verse 14 and 15. Let me bless you with something here. In verse 14 it says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hard and stubborn. He refuses to let the people go." Now watch verse 15 real close. Watch it real close. "Go to Pharaoh in the morning. He will be going out to the water. Wait for him by the river brink. And the rod which was turned to a serpent, you shall take into your hand." Now, watch this. In Egyptian mythology, Pharaoh worshipped the god of the Nile. In other words, in order to worship the god of the Nile, Pharaoh had to go to the water sites, or he had to go to the river sites. Now, the name of that deity was Khnum, K-H-N-U-M. I did some research and I looked it up. Khnum. When God told Moses, meet him by the water, God knew that Pharaoh was out there worshiping water spirits or marine spirits. Isn't that something? Let me tell you something, saints. A young woman came to me and she told me, "Man of God, what does it mean that I'm always dreaming about drowning in Jamaica? A water spirit. Playing with sea serpents or snakes in your dreams. Maybe mean you under attack by a marine spirit. Dreams of drowning maybe mean you under attack by a marine spirit. Constantly dreaming about crossing waters. Excessive pride could be a marine spirit, Leviathan. Excessive fear of drowning, a fear of water, could be a phobia presented upon you by what? A marine spirit. Marine spirits can cause death, and I've talked to some people in Jamaica. They've told me that marine spirits can cause death and they can cause irritation. Marine witchcraft can affect a marriage. I wonder, from New York on the East Coast all the way down to Florida for the Pacific, where all the water is, the Gulf of Mexico, why are there so many divorces? Could it be marine spirits? They are known in the Caribbean and Africa to do what? Attack what? Marriages. Marine spirits, I was told in Jamaica, can control you from the sea or control you from the waters. Marine spirits, I was told, can introduce you to a demon husband or a demon wife. Marine spirits can attack your finances, which is witchcraft. People have made, like Pharaoh, ancestral covenants with marine spirits because Pharaoh made one with Khnum. Marine spirits can cause sickness and disease and infirmity. A woman that has a breast tumor, go on the internet, look around. Doctors say that the imprint of that tumor has legs like a crab. The Latin word for cancer is crab. Could it be that marine spirits have a connection with sickness, disease, and infirmity in the area of somewhat? Some cancers. What about drugs and murder and alcoholism? I was born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville has a high rate, the FBI said, a high rate of murder. A lot of drug addiction, alcohol. Could it be marine powers? Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and sea, for the devil hath come down having great wrath, because he know his time is short, his activities extend to the waters. When was the last time that you took authority over the queen of the coast? Poseidon. Or Rahab. Or Leviathan, the multiple-headed dragon that dwells in the sea. This is getting good. Marine spirits, waters, can overthrow church leadership. Saw an African video from Nigeria one time. I got the video at home. The woman said, "I came from the sea to destroy the pastor, to destroy the leadership of this church." She said, "I received my power from the waters." When was the last time that we asked God to handcuff and bind marine spirits that are influencing our ministry or trying to influence our personal lives? Isn't it amazing that Caribbean and African people are more fully aware of the demonic than we are? Guppies can also manifest as what? Marine spirits. Now, there's another spirit that I was listening to, and I was asking questions, called the old hinge. O-O-L-D-H-I-G-E. The old hinge. Jamaicans would tell you there is a blood-sucking female witch that appears at night, a blood-sucking female witch that appears at night and preys on people and preys on babies. Blood-sucking gives me the connotation of vampiric. And it's documented in Jamaican folklore. Many of them are taking, putting an open Bible on the baby crib in Jamaica and putting a charm there to protect the baby from old hedge. There's some research. Is there really such a thing as a female witch vampire that can suck blood, prey on babies and people? Turn with me to Leviticus chapter 11, please. And let me build up a foundation first. All right. In Leviticus chapter 11, verse 17, look what the word says, that these are unclean animals, and one is called the owl. Does everybody see the owl? Now turn to Isaiah chapter 34. Isaiah chapter 34, please. Isaiah chapter 34. Now watch verse 14 real close. Watch it closely, verse 14. I'm coming out of the Amplified. And the wild beasts of the desert will meet here with howling creatures. Wolves and hyenas and the shaggy wild goat will call to his fellow, and the screech owl, the Amplifier says, the night monster will settle there and find a place of rest. Now watch this here. Screech owl in Hebrew means night monster. Or it means, watch this, saints, let me bless you, night hag. H-A-G, hag. Watch this, saints. Or night demon. Screech owl in Hebrew means night monster, night hag, or night demon. Watch this. One Hebrew translation calls her Lilith. Some people say Lilith. L-I-L-I-T-H. Lilith or Lila. If you look in Jewish demonology, you will see that Lilith or Lila was a female witch, a vampiric blood-sucking witch. My God, the Bible has all we need, amen? It's a war against the enemy, is that right? Is that right? Come on, saints. The Bible has everything we need to war against the enemy. The people in the Caribbean are saying that she's old hedge. She's a female vampiric witch that preys on the blood at night of the babies and the people. But the Bible says that she's Lilith. She's a night hag, a night witch, a night demon, a night monster. Oh, my God. This is good. This is good. Listen to this. Hebrew for screech owl is also Lilith. A female Mesopotamian night demon, night hag that harms children. In Jewish demonology, you will find her shape-shifting, a vampiric, blood-sucking female witch that moves suddenly upon people and children. This is awesome. Then you have the rolling calf. Many documented report of the rolling calf. Rolls along the road, breathing fire. And there are many documentation, and they will tell you that they have witnessed and have seen the old hedge, the river mama, and also what? The rolling calf. I believe that duppies, this gives me insight, I'll give us insight, that duppies can shapeshift from demon to animal, from demon to what? Human. Is that right? They can shapeshift. Shapeshift. That tells me that they're shape-shifting in that region. Now, let's move on. Can demons impersonate people? Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. This is a good one. 2 Corinthians chapter what? 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Let's look at verse 13 and 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 and 15. For such men are false apostles, spurious counterfeits, deceitful workmen, masquerading as apostles, special messengers of Christ the Messiah. Look at verse 14. And it is no wonder, for saving himself masquerades as an angel of light. Verse 15, so it is not surprising if his servants masquerade as ministers of righteousness, but their end will correspond with their beginning. Now look at the word masquerade. It comes from the word mecca in the Greek translation, which means can transfigure, can change shape, can transfer, can transform self. Demons can do what? Impersonate people. Hebrews 13 talks about, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, because you may entertain an angel, what? At unawares. Is that right? I believe that there's an intensification of demonic spirits impersonating humans. Because as we said yesterday, I believe that we're in the days of Noah and Lot, and we are seeing the return of the Nephilim. Yeah. How many times have you heard people say that they see people come and knock on their door, and then when they ask for something or ask could they come in, and all of a sudden they just vanish right before them. We're going to have to deal with this, saints, as warriors for Jesus Christ. Is that right? Demons can impersonate humans and have sexual relationships. Genesis 6. And the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were what? Fair. And they took them to themselves wives whom they choose. Is that right? Then, of course, hybrids, giants. Is that right? And as I said before, I have had people tell me that they're enjoying it. I said, well, sweetheart, you're getting the best of two worlds, the natural and the spiritual. I said, old spirits are going to demand a death penalty for you if you don't repent and get out of that bondage or having sex with that demon because you love masturbation. I've heard people tell me this, saints, out of their own mouth. Now, I'm not going to hold you too much longer. Prolonged grieving of a deceased loved one can be an entry point for infiltration of familiar spirits. Prolonged grieving can be what? An entry point for the infiltration of what? Familiar what? Spirits. Grief is also known as bereavement. Painful emotions when something or someone or a person dies. Characterized by numbness, tearfulness, emptiness, weak knees, shortness of breath in some people, emotional distress, anxiety, depression, despair, insomnia, loss of appetite, numbness. Some people go in shock and some people move away from reality. Prolonged grieving, and I've learned that from the Caribbean, can open the door for all types of physical ailments. Psalms 31, please. Psalms 31. Look at verse 9. Psalms 31. Have mercy and be gracious unto me, O Lord, for I'm in trouble. With grief, my eye is weakened. With grief, my eye is weakened. And my inner self and my body. For my life is spent with sorrow and my years with crying. My strength is failed because of my iniquity. Even my bones are what? Wasted. There should be a time when the grieving process should take place. And there should be a time of restoration where we should go on with our lives. And I know that may be hard for some because many of us have loved ones that we love. Those women in Jamaica had been sleeping with demons, some of them for several years. And they didn't care about the curse of death. They thought they were getting their loved one in actuality. There was a woman who came in all black, black nails, black shoes, black stockings, black dress, black, black, black. I said, sweetheart, why are you dressed in black? I'm waiting for my dead husband to come and get me. I want to go with him. Hopelessness, she'd give it up. Could grief be an entry point why you are seeing familiar spirits around your residence? Could grief be an entry point why you are having eye problems or abdominal or problems in your body? Could grief Meanwhile, your bone marrow, your bones will be affected because sickness, disease, and infirmity is rampant in some parts of the island. Duppies are malevolent spirits that will attack anyone who does not that has on the whole armor and knows Jesus is Lord. People are in fear of the duppies in that region. But God is raising up a people who are going to come with apostolic prophetic boldness. And they're going to look the duppy straight in the eye. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Amen? All right, let me get ready to close that up. Brother Frank Hammond, I wrote something out of his material, and it blessed me so. He said, the period of sorrow following the death of a loved one is usually a time of readjustment for you. Yet the fond and loving memories will remain. Amen. Isn't that something? Genesis chapter 50, verse 10. 10 to 7 days. Numbers 20 and 29. 30 days of grieving. There should be a time period where you should ask the Holy Spirit to assist you in grieving so that you can go on with your life. All right, let me give you a brief overlay of this. Amen? All right. We're talking about duppies because we sought to bring in awareness for those of you who are about to go to the Caribbean. We talked about dreams and visions. We talked about how God will send prophetic instruction to them. How God establishes His purposes through dreams and visions. We talked about how Satan can counterfeit dreams and visions. We also talked about where there's no vision, the people what? Perish. We talked about St. Elizabeth, how being there and what happened under the tent meetings. We talked about grief being an entry point. We talked about sex with demons. We looked in the Urban Dictionary. We talked about a duppy is a ghost. And when to average Jamaican, you say duppy, they bust out laughing. What you know about that? We talked about them being malevolent spirits. We talked about they are also connected with shape-shifting. And they can not only manifest as human or animals, but has what? A marine spirit. We talked about that. We talked about the rise of duppyism till the media has gotten involved in some areas of the Caribbean. Is that right? We also talked about some of the traits, but we gave briefly some traits. We talked about a ghost, how the disciples were knowledgeable about ghosts. And there are some churches that don't even take the notes to learn about the paranormal to equip themselves to war against the enemy. We talked about Job, how well demons dwell, rocks, cliffs, bushes. I forgot to tell you that they also dwell in the nightclubs, cemeteries. I'm going to leave that alone. But anyway, we talked about that duppies are nothing but what? Angel of light, spirits, familiar spirits, masquerading, is that right? As humans. We talked about Reverend Emery, how they are documented report. They are known to slap people in the face, kick you, push you down, amen, crash you to the pulpit if they can. Is that right? Amen. We talked about that. And we talked also about some of the folklore there that many documentations say are true, the old hits, that Lilith, the blood-sucking female vampiric witch, amen, the rolling calf, breathes fire, and what the other one was the old hits, the river mama. Is that right? Just about the majority of people you talk about, there is a river mama. I didn't go into satires, but we're going to just move along. But I will say this. There was a young girl that told me, she said, every year, I don't know why the dogs attack the goats. And they just suck the insides of the internal organs of the goats. They won't eat the goats. They just suck the internal organs. That's right. Amen. Amen. And I was trying to look more in detail with that with satire, which are also sexual aggressive. They take on the personality of half human, half goats. I was looking into that to see what I could get from that. We also talked about marine spirits, some of the symptoms of marine spirits. We need to pay attention to our waters. Satan's activities extends to the what? Waters. Oh, hello, Satan. That don't mean go in your backyard, look it in the ditch. And you ain't got about 2 glasses of water in the ditch. You say, one of the Marine spirit down there. No, just teasing. Is that right? We also talked about how marine spirits can attack your marriages, your finances, your health, bring death. Is that right? They can disrupt the church as well as the leadership of the church. Is that right? We also talked about how demons can do what? Impersonate people. And then we talked about grief. There are many entry points, amen, for demons, but grief is just one. Amen. And we also talked about prolonged grieving, the death of the deceased loved one. Amen. All right. Well, come on. Give the Lord a praise if you're blessed. All right. All right. All right. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I want to just pray, praise the Lord, just an impartation upon the saints that God will begin to speak to you through dreams and visions. Daniel 7, that he will show you the political and social agitation of the nations. He will direct you. He will instruct you. He will guide you. He will encourage you. And that you will be able to discern the counterfeit from the true from the false. That you will also be able to discern flesh from business dreams. Amen. Everybody raise hands, please. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Your word says in the book of Acts. Chapter 2. For it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Sons and daughters shall prophesy. Young men shall see visions. Old men shall dream dreams. As my hands are raised in the name of Jesus, Lord, speak to me this day. The social and political agitation of the nations. Warn me so I can warn the church as a night seer, a night watchman in the name of Jesus. Warn my family, those that I love. Give me interpretation. Father, in the name of Jesus, direct me through my dreams. Encourage me through my dream. Job 33, give me instruction through my dream. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, I need a Holy Spirit relationship to understand that the gifts of the Spirit not only work in the daytime, but they work at night. Impart unto me, Father. 1 Corinthians 12. The word of knowledge. The discerning of spirits. The word of wisdom. In the night watch. In the name of Jesus. Father, I ask humbly that you will impart this into my life. This day. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Give the Lord a praise. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.